Thanasis' podcast has really done well is just brought together the story of the family and his rise, his challenges, his opportunities, and really just help personalize the celebrity of all of it. And then when you take it next level and create events, that makes it even more exciting.
For sure.
I think our guest here, Tony Cartagena, executive producer of Thanasis Live and Thanasis' podcast, joins us.
I just watched you guys last night.
How are
you? Did you watch it?
Before the Bucks game.
Nice.
Well, I think it was an older episode, I think.
Which one was it?
Oh, God. No, I can't even remember because I'm so...
We did air...
You re-aired the Dame episode, right?
What was that?
You re-aired the Dame episode
recently.
Yeah,
I didn't say we just re-aired
the... Okay, then that's what it was. That's what it was.
The Damian Lillard episode just... With his recent health issues, not even injury, health issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guest on the show. And that one's actually about a year and a half old now at this point. But
is it really?
So many of the things that we talk about in that episode still remain true today.
For sure. Yeah. So when you look at putting together a live event for Saturday, how do you pull it together from a special guest standpoint? I know last year I was there. It was amazing. Super fun. You had some surprise celebrity guests. That's going to take a lot behind the scenes to pull together.
It's kind of wild. So it's a ton of planning involved, obviously. And last year, for those who didn't get to experience it live, we promoted that Giannis was the guest. And everyone there was expecting to see Thanasis and Giannis on stage for about an hour, talking about everything under the sun, right? And then when Thanasis and I get into a room together, it becomes quickly like, let's see what else we can pull off here. So he brought up the idea of, how can we get like a good surprise guest, someone we can surprise Giannis with? We settled on Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
Okay.
And there was like no chance that Giannis' schedule, Thanasis' schedule, and Stephen A. Smith's schedule lined up. Somehow the stars aligned and it lined up. But we were planning that for months in advance, so much to the point where like in the locker room after games, we would be talking about the live show and had to almost do it in code. Or if there were like phone calls with Stephen A. or whoever and they were at the same house, it was like, all right, we have to keep this quiet. Last year, we had it down to the minute. It was, Giannis is going to walk on stage, if all goes as planned, at 7:05. Stephen A. Smith is going to be in the elevator at 7:08. He's going to go up. He's going to go right into the green room, and they will never see each other. They will never hear each other. And it will be perfect. And somehow, and this is a huge credit to our to Luis and the team over at Potawatomi,
because
they helped us plan this perfectly. And so it felt like I was in Ocean's 11.
Oh, for sure.
That's
like
beautiful.
When he got on the stage and Giannis went,
you could tell Giannis had no clue.
It was
no
legitimately clue. I don't know how you surprise people like that, but somehow we pulled it off. Last year's incredible.
I mean, there's so many.
Can you plan my next birthday party?
There's so few surprises in life to begin to be able to coordinate something like that on such a high level.
Right.
And even,
amazing.
Even so, we got Stephen A to the city the day before.
God.
And it was keeping it quiet that he was even in town.
Oh, yeah.
So we like had
like a paper bag over his head.
He had like a dinner planned, and he stopped at the Antetokounmpo store the day, and it was just like, let's keep
was
all
he
of this.
Was disguise or anything?
No, it was just making sure we were in like kind of quiet location. I couldn't keep him like cooped up in his hotel room all day.
Yeah.
And then the real that we scheduled an interview at a studio that took like 3 hours. So that was really, it was private. We knew he wouldn't get out there. And then black car service, and we were good to go.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to get all the details about Saturday's event. Who will be the special guest? How much are tickets? What time does it begin? All the details and more. You're listening to The Upswing. This is WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined in studio by Tony Cartagena, Martin Moore, always on Thursdays. So, Tony, Saturday's Thanasis Live event. Give us all the details in terms of what fans can expect from a guest perspective, how much are tickets. Also, I got to know, like, you have to be 21 to go to the event?
You don't. That's one of the coolest parts. It's in the event center at Potawatomi. So, we'll be at Potawatomi, but it is an all-ages event.
Nice.
Thanasis and the family. Very, very important to them that all family members can attend. So it's not 21 and up. It's not 18 and up. Kids under 5 are free.
Okay.
Tickets are available online right now, taliveshow.com. That's taliveshow.com. And the casual group of panelists we have here. Obviously, we have Thanasis, who's going to bring the energy, going to host the event. We have the originator of Bucks and Six, Brandon Jennings.
Ooh, nice.
He's a legend. He's a cult hero in these parts. We have Brooke Lopez, the future Hall of Famer and NBA champion with the Bucks in 2021. And one guest I'm super excited for. We are going to officially welcome Kyle Kuzma to the city of Milwaukee.
Let's go.
Fun fact, Brandon Jennings was traded for Chris Middleton. Kyle Kuzma was traded for Chris Middleton.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So we're gonna connect some dots and just really celebrate Bucks basketball and celebrate the rich history of sports in the city of Milwaukee. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night.
Yeah, last event was so – there was just so much love and passion around it. It was so community-driven. Just, hey, we are proud Bucks fans. We are proud Milwaukeeans. Be in this participatory space together. And that's what it's all about, being a fan.
And as you know, for anyone who follows the family or follows the podcast, we got a trick or two up our sleeves. TALiveShow.com for tickets. Get them quick. TALiveShow.com.
Very good. We'll see you at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel Saturday night. Thanks for your time, Tony.